أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن سلم بسنته إلى يوم الدين، أما بعد. Today inshallah we'll continue in our journey with the tafsir of the Quran. And yesterday we finished Surah Nisa, so today we'll begin with Surah Al-Ma'idah, the fifth Surah in the Quran. And this is a Madani Surah that was revealed after the Hijrah of Rasul alayhi salam, and therefore we see that in this Surah there are a lot of laws and rules and regulations, as was the essence of the Medinan society, as Allah's Mother was revealing the code of law to the Prophet alayhi salam, so that he can tell the people, the Muslims, especially those who have sacrificed everything, they left everything in Mecca and moved to Medina and they're living in a new environment. Just imagine for a second, if somebody comes to you tonight and says, you know, you have no time, you have tomorrow morning flight at 6 a.m., pack your bags and leave. Before you even say, but if, and let me do, and let me make arrangements, but the person says, no, that's it. Just pack your bags, whatever you have the chance, 6 hours, leave. And then you leave. And just imagine, to go to for a summer vacation or something back home or something, you make so much preparations and all that. Imagine if somebody comes just in a short notice, midnight, says leave tomorrow morning, and you have to leave everything behind, just whatever you can take is take it. How would you feel? What would be your mindset? This is what the Sahaba went through. This is what the first generation of Muslims in Mecca went through. When the Hijrah ruling came, they left behind everything. Many of them had to leave their children and wives, so had to just go alone. The Quraysh were so brutalistic. The Quraysh were so oppressive. Many of the families would not let their daughters go with their husbands. They would hold them back. So this newfound society in Medina was still building in a nascent stage and had to be strengthened by laws and regulations and things like that. And that is why we see that right from the first ayah in Surah Ma'idah, what is Allah saying? Ya al-Medina amanu, awfu bil-uqud. Or you believe, or you have iman, fulfill your promises, your contracts. Very heavy, very heavy ayah. In fact, Imam Qurtubi rahimahullah says that this ayah is so heavy and humongous for us that we don't take it lightly, in the sense that we make a promise and then break our promise. We make a contract here and then forget about it. Or we try to deceive. Yani vaade, apne uhud ko pura karna. It's very essential, very important. And that is what Allah is saying right at the beginning of this surah. Why? To inform us the importance, the value, and given the mindset in Medina as they have come into a new society, a new place, a new environment, they don't know a lot of things, so they have to get to know each other, they have to build trust, credibility, and authority, in a sense that yes, people can take them seriously. If people start breaking promises and start breaking their contracts, who will trust them? What credibility will they have as a new society, as a new group? And that is why we see here right from the beginning, Allah SWT says, and then Allah SWT also tells us about the dietary laws right here in the beginning of Surah Ma'idah. By the way, the Surah Ma'idah, Ma'idah in Arabic means, I think I've said this to the people learning Arabic, what kind of table it is? Dasturkhan, border said Arza. The Ma'idah is a dining table. In Arabic language, there are so many names for a table. This one that we see in front of me is just a regular table. This is tawila, okay? An office table, office desk where you sit down and write stuff and type or do something, that is known as maktab. A dining table where you eat food, doesn't have to be a table, it could be a dastakhan, you sit down and eat. So that is a eating place, so it's a ma'idah. And the reason this surah is named ma'idah, because it talks about the mu'jiza, the miracle that Allah SWT blessed his prophet Isa a.s. with the ma'idah. A ready-made dastakhan, ready-made food table coming down with cooked food on it. We'll talk about it as we get to the end of the surah. That comes at the end of the surah. So Allah in the surah is informing us about the dietary laws, eating food, as the name also fits. And Allah is telling to the Muslims, حُرِّمَتْ عَلَيْكُمُ الْمَيْتَةَ. It is forbidden for you to eat the dead animal that has died. Okay. Because we have to sacrifice, zubah, zabah, we have to sacrifice animals to eat. So something that an animal has died, natural death, we can't eat that. And then Allah will also say, waddam, eating or drinking of blood, as was a practice in ancient civilizations, that they would drink blood, even give blood as sacrifice for their idols and statues and gods, whatnot. And then Allah Subhanahu says, "Wa ma uhilla li ghairi Allahi bih." And also forbidden for you Muslimin are to eat, is not to eat something that has been sacrificed for someone other than Allah. Like they used to sacrifice animals for idols and things like that. Or if it is sacrificed in the name of someone and in the personality. Then Allah gives further explanation what other kind of animals is forbidden. Like al-munkhaniqat, that has died through disease or natural concept. And also that has been hit by a stone or a stick. Some animal got hurt with a stick, is injured, and then it dies, we can't eat that either. And then Allah says also about an animal that has fallen down from a cliff, from a mountain, or some higher place. It breaks its bones and starts dying, we can't eat that. And then it also talks about وَمَا أَكْلَ الصَّبُ إِلَّا مَا زَكَيْتُمْ, that any animal eats another animal, like a lion, okay, comes and gets a goat from the from any part of the body and leaves it. Now the goat is like surviving still a little bit, we can't eat it unless we do zabah to it. But if it died through that, then we can't eat it. We look at the detail-oriented information here by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the Prophet telling Muslims that look, it could be okay just to say, okay, nothing is halal except that you sacrifice. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here is giving detail-oriented thing. Again, like if you remember I said 2-3 days ago about dietary laws, that the kind of food that gets in is the kind of amal that would come out. So that is why there is stress and emphasis over here on what type of food we eat. وَمَا زُبِحَ عَلَى النُّصُبِ, and that which has been sacrificed on a stone. You know, in the ancient civilizations and the idol worshippers, mushrikeen, they used to sacrifice animals on a big stone and say this is for their gods, this is for their ilah. That is also haram. And then Allah says, "Why وَانْتَسْتَقْسُمُ بِالْأَزْلَامِ, and do not take things with, they used to have in those days some certain sort of pebbles that would they use for fortune telling. And that is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning here, that engaging in fortune telling and using things to find out about future, about things like that, even showing hands, or tarot cards, or things such as those if you really look at it, it's really against the tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why you want to know about your future? Why, how much I'm going to earn? 50,000, 100,000, suppose you didn't. You're going to go, you know, what are you going to do with that person who told you? He's going to be, he's making money off of this. He's charging you dollars, rupees, dinars. How much marriages, like they have, I mean, if you, I don't know, I was reading some an article that these people who watch hands, they even have certain things that this lakir is for marriage, you're going to have two wives or three wives. So somebody was told that he's going to have two wives, his fourth wife got berserk, you know, what is this? So he's happy because he has something for his future. And he says, look, I have the need. My hand says it. I'm not the one. थोड़ा सा आपने खा दिया कल बीटिंग में वीडियो मैंने कहा थोड़ा उसका रिवर्स एंगल किया जाए तो इट्स ओके फॉर पीपल टू मैरी टू वाइव्स बिकॉज़ द कुरान सेज सो ओके इट्स नॉट द थिंग दैट ओके इट ओनली सेज दैट यू कैन मैरी वन नो इट सेज यू कैन मैरी मोर देन टू बट देयर आर सर्टेन रिस्ट्रिक्शंस द शर्त शर्तुल अव्वल अदल अन तअदिलु दैट यू हैव अ कर्ट And then Allah says, why are these animals forbidden? Because ذَلِكُمْ فِسْقٌ, that is transgression outside the boundary of Allah. Again, like I said before, that if people take it lightly, it's okay to eat from McDonald's and Burger King, Taco Bell, whatnot, and they take it casually, just say Bismillah and then eat the burger, no problem. Things like that is what is coming under the jurisdiction of this ayah, that you are being lazy in implementing the law that Allah has given. And then that is a source of transgression, fisk. Then Allah says that, أَيُّمَا أَكْمَلْتُ لَكُمْ دِينَكُمْ, today I have completed your religion. And وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَتِي, and I have completed my favor upon you, or the Ummah of Islam. وَرَضِيتُ لَكُمُ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينًا, and I have chosen Islam to be your system of life, your way of living. And then Allah says that they ask you, O Prophet, what is halal for them? يَسْأَلُونَكَ مَاذَا أُحِلَّ لَهُمْ قُلْ أُحِلَّ لَكُمُ الطَّيِّبَاتِ. Allah says that they ask you, well, what is halal for them? What should they eat? So Allah saying that all the tayyibat, all the good things are halal. If you really look at it, this is the whisper of shaitan. This is the whisper of shaitan, that shaitan wants us to think okay, everything is haram and wants to make our mind focus on the haram things. But if you really look at it, everything is halal. This is the principle of Sharia. In Sharia it is said, everything is halal except what has been made haram. So in order for something to be made haram, it has to have an injunction, burhan, dalil, proof. Either an ayah or a hadith of Rasulullah or something that there is a fatwa binding on it, introducing something. Then Allah also mentions in Surah Ma'idah, the same surah, about the ahkam of wudu, how to make wudu, the main things. The details came from the hadith of Rasulullah. He also talked about tayammum. If you don't see any water somewhere and you have no choice, then you can make tayammum with sand. Then Allah also talks about, Ya alladhina amanu kunu qawwamina lillahi shuhada'a bilqist, that be firm, be committed on giving witnesses, and also be firm in doing justice, fairness. And don't let your enemies of Islam, force you to not do justice. SubhanAllah, look at the principle that Allah is saying. وَلَيْجِنَنَّكُمْ شَنَآنُ قَوْمٌ عَلَىٰ أَلَّا تَعْدِلُوا اِعْدِلُوا هُوَ أَقْرَبُ لِلتَّقْوَىٰ. It is possible, Allah is saying that it is possible your human nafs, because of rage and emotion and sentiment building against an enemy, you say, no adal, nothing, that's it. They hurt us, they do this, we do the same thing. No, Allah, the Creator, is saying that even if you have to do adil, justice, against your enemy, do it. And don't let the hatred of that enemy get into your heart, into your mind, that you leave justice, adil. Because why? One of the 99 names of Allah SWT is Al-Adil. Allah loves adil. Why Allah loves adil? He says, اِعْدِلُوا هُوَ أَقْرَبُ لِلتَّقْوَىٰ. Do justice, be fair, because that is closer to taqwa. People say, Oji, how can I increase my taqwa? How can I increase my iman? This is one of the ayat that is telling us a tool, a means, how to increase our taqwa and iman. Doing justice in whatever relationship we live, whether we are a father or a husband or a mother or a daughter or a wife or a sister, whatever relationship we have, if we do justice in it, then automatically we will be getting closer to Allah. And also Allah talks about the issues of the comparative religion, the Ahlul Kitab, how they change their books and things. He also talks about Trinity. We already went through those things in the previous surah. Then also Allah talks about the psyche and understanding of the previous people, how they behave with their prophets. Especially it talks about Qawm of Bani Israel, when Musa Islam asked his people to fight in the way of Allah SWT. They replied back to Musa Islam arrogantly and stubbornly, in a very Bethany's way, that, you know, فَاذْهَبْ أَنْتَ وَرَبُّكَ فَقَاتِلَا. You and your Lord go and fight. إِنَّ هُنَا قَائِدُ. We're going to be sitting right here. So that shows, then Allah SWT gave them the punishment of 40 years, 40 sana. They will be moving in the يَتِهُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ, in a valley in that mountainous region. They were left to wander around as a punishment from Allah SWT for not fighting as Musa Islam had asked them. Then it mentions about the first incident of murder, killing on earth, on the face of this earth, from the two sons of Adam al-Islam, Habil wa Qabil, Habil and Cabel. Not cable television, but Habil and Cabel, because one of the brothers, you know, they fought and one of them killed the other one. And then Allah SWT sent them a crow to show. That is how Allah SWT taught humanity how to bury the dead. Because prior to that, nobody died. Nobody was killed, nobody was murdered, nobody even died naturally. So that was the first time there was a dead body, and the son of Adam did not know. So therefore now Allah sent a crow and showed that the crow dug a hole and buried its dead over there. So then he got the same message that we should bury our dead from incense. Then Allah talks about the issue of murder, killing, that this is a very abhorring, detestable act. It's Allah says, من أجل ذلك كتبنا على بني إسرائيل أنه من قتل نفسا بغير نفس أو فساد في الأرض فكأنما قتل الناس جميعا. Allah SWT is saying that we have ordained upon people that whoever kills one soul is like killing the whole of humanity جميعا. ومن أحياها فكأنما أحيا الناس جميعا. Right there in the next verse Allah SWT says, and whoever saves one life is as if saving a whole humanity. The value and importance fadl of saving a life and taking a life. Allah SWT is detesting, abhorring towards the killing of a life. He's saying that is a very bad act, stay away from it. You know, especially in terms of how people accuse our deen and religion, that Islam is a very barbaric, torturous religion. Islam propagates killing and wants to get rid of people, things like that. This is a very good ayah to prove when you get in a dialogue or discussion with someone who's arguing that Islam is barbaric. But look, this ayah is saying, clearly Allah is saying to us in the Quran that killing is a very bad thing. It's a haram thing. In fact, murder is a big sin from the kaba'ir, major sins. And Allah is saying why? Because when you kill, when you take one nafs, you're killing all of humanity and society because of the after effects of it. And then at the same point, Allah says, if you save a life, you're saving all of humanity. Then also in this surah, Allah mentions about the punishment for robbery, those who steal from other people, wasarik, wasarikatu. The point to be noted over here is that the ayah starts off with the male gender, sarik and sarikatu. We know that the ta marbuta in any noun transforms it into a feminine gender. So Allah is saying that the male robber and the female robber, both of them, their capital after they have been caught and it has been proved. Not that just you see that you accuse someone and that's it, that their hand should be cut off. No. It has to go through a judge, through a court, and the judge has to order that the hand be cut off as a punishment. But then we know that in the time of Umar ibn Anhu, he lifted up that. See, the implementation of the law is based on the qadi, on the leader of the waqt at that time. He removed this ruling, and in his time of Khalifa, because there was a big famine, there was a lot of starvation, and somebody stole, and he was caught and brought to the Khalifa Umar ibn Anhu, and he did not punish him by cutting of hand, but rather gave him alternatives, because of realizing that he did not do deliberately because of hasad or jealousy and that, because of the circumstances. But at the same time, it does not mean that it's okay. He reprimanded him and warned him and gave him an alternative punishment. Then Allah also tells us about the laws of qisas and diyah, meaning that if somebody is killed, what can the victim's family get? They can either forgive, okay, the person's life and say give a recompense in terms of money, monetary value, or they can ask for body, eye for an eye, nose for a nose, ear for an ear, as it says over there. That if the victim family demands that, no, we have lost our son, our father, or someone, then this person should also be punished by the state law, capital punishment. But if they have rahman, and they forgive that person from their own, they can demand, not life, but they say the person has to pay money. And the money is no way giving a price for the lost person's body. No, it's just a sort of penalty, fees. In order to help the victim's family, now you have kids, you have, you know, family, things like that to substantiate. Then Allah also mentioned Surah Ma'idah about the issue that the previous qawm, everybody was given laws and rules and regulation. لِكُلِّ جَعَلْنَا مِنْكُمْ شِرْعَةً وَمِنْهَاجًا. And then also Allah says that أَفَحُكْمَ الْجَاهِلِيَةِ يَبْغُونَ وَمَنْ أَحْسَنَ اللَّهُ حُكْمًا لِقَوْمٍ يُوقِنُونَ. Allah is asking a question that, O reader of the Quran, O one who believes in Allah, do you want the hukum, the law of ignorance, jahiliyyah? Meaning Allah is saying, do you want man-made laws to be implemented in your society, in your family, in your lifestyle? Or do you want this divine law, the sharia of Allah? Because remember, this is a law also, it's a code of law from Allah, the creator, the divine. And when Allah sends a law, He knows everything, what's going to be happening in the future, in the now. Here, there's a very small example to show that here, when the human beings get together, make a law or constitution, they keep having amendments, amendment after amendment. Because they are short-sighted. They don't know what's going to happen in the future, what's the effectivity of this law. So then they have to go back and make termin number this, termin number that. And we know how many termins our governments in the Muslim countries keep making. Especially termin number 62A, that is always used. Then Allah also tells us, Allah SWT also tells us about the other aspects and characteristics of the Ahlul Kitab in the book. And a very important ayah, something to strengthen our iman. Hamare iman ko quwwat dena aur usme istitaat dena, badi khoobsurat, badi pyari ayat. Allah SWT says, وَلَوْ أَنَّ أَهْلَ الْكِتَابِ آمَنُوا وَاتَّقُوا لَكَفَرْنَا عَنْهُمْ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ وَلَأَدْخَلْنَاهُمْ جَنَّاتِ النَّعِيمِ. If the Ahlul Kitab, people of the book, who were given the Torah and the Injil, if they believed, آمَنُوا وَاتَّقُوا, and they had taqwa, لَكَفَرْنَا عَنْهُمْ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ, we would, Allah SWT saying that we would have forgiven their sins, وَلَأَدْخَلْنَاهُمْ جَنَّاتِ النَّعِيمِ, and we would have entered them, meaning if they did not transgress from their law, from their book, from their prophet's teachings, and they believed in it and went with it, Allah would have entered them into Jannah. And then Allah SWT says what? وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ أَقَامُوا التَّوْرَاةَ وَالْإِنْجِيلَ وَمَا أُنْزِلَ إِلَيْهِمْ رَبِّهِمْ لَأَكَلُوا مِنْ فَوْقِهِمْ وَمِنْ تَحْتِ أَرْجُلِهِمْ. Today we keep asking ourselves, ye rizq mein barkat kaise hogi, hamare rizq ki wasat kaise hogi, hamare rizq mein jo hai quyood na, tangi na, suffocation, ghutan na mehsoos ho, hamara rizq itna waasi hai Allah taala kar de ki ji baal bachcho sab ki ho gaye, fees bhi ho gaye, unki parvarish bhi ho gaye. Yani ye sawal har insaan ke dimag mein hota hai ki ji kaise bills ada ho jaye, kaise ye jo hamari ab ek family hai, ek cheez hai chali. Yahan pe Allah subhanahu wa taala is teaching a very beautiful principle that all believer in Allah, all who believes in the supreme ilah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you want barakah, if you want khushhali, if you want prosperity, and if you want good blessingness in your life, you have to listen to this ayah. Allah is saying that if they, meaning the Ahlul Kitab, the people of the book, وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ أَقَامُوا التَّوْرَاةُ وَالْإِنْجِيلِ, if they implemented, obeyed and practiced the Torah and the Injil, if they followed what Allah told them in Torah, and if they follow what Allah told them in Injil, the book given to Isa al-Islam, what will happen? لَأَكَلُوا مِنْ فَوْقِهِ وَمِنْ تَحْتِ أَرْجُلِهِمْ, they would have eaten food, rizq, not just food, but meaning khushali, rizq, paisa, mal, real bill, they will eat it min fawqihim or min tahti arjulihim. Allah Ta'ala unke pairon ke niche se bhi unhe khilata aur unhe sar ke upar se bhi khilata. Sirf kyun? Kyunki unhone jo hai apni Torah aur Injil ko establish kar li. Ye ibrat hamare aapke liye ki agar hum chahte hain apne zindagi mein khushhali aa jaye, agar hum chahte hain ki hamare gharon mein jo hai aasaniyan aa jaye aur isme wasat ho jaye aur barkat ho jaye, to hame hum Quran ki tarah itteba kar rahe hain, hum apne gharon mein Quran kitna ujagar kar rahe hain. ہم اپنے کل جیسے بات ہوتی ذمہ داریوں کی, یہ مردوں کا بہت بڑی ذمہ داری کہ اپنے بیویوں کی اور اپنے بچوں کی تربیت کریں, ان کی نشو نمانی کریں, ان کی ذہن کو اور کھولیں اور ان کو تعلیم دیں. جو کچھ ہم, کیونکہ عورتوں کی طرح نہیں آتی مسجد, مرد ہی فرض, جو کچھ مرد سیکھے اماموں سے, خطیبوں سے, جمعہ میں, عید میں, درس میں, دروس میں, جو کچھ بھی سیکھے, ان پہ یہ لاگو ہوتا ہے کہ گھر میں وہ تعلیم کا ایک سیشن کرے. آج ہمارے گھروں میں کہاں ہے تعلیم ہوتی ہے کبھی, نہ کسی وقت ہوتی ہے نہ کسی, صرف تعلیم اگر ہوتی ہے اگر کسی کی میت ہوگی, جی آ جائیں قرآن خوانی اور پھر وہ حافظ صاحب کچھ چند الفاظ کہہ دیں گے, یا کسی نے نیا گھر خریدا آئے جی قرآن خوانی اس کے بعد چند الفاظ کہہ دیں, وہ بھی کبھی نوبت نہیں آتی. انہیں غرض یہ کہ اللہ سبحانہ وتعالیٰ is saying that if you want prosperity, establish the rule of Allah سبحانہ وتعالیٰ in yourself first, اپنے زندگی میں, اپنے حیات میں, اپنے جسم میں, پھر اپنے گھر والوں کے اندر, پھر اپنے اہل و عیال میں, پھر دا ایکسٹینڈیڈ فیملی, اینڈ دین دا ایکسٹینڈیڈ سوسائٹی, اینڈ اف دیٹ گوز آن, then Allah is saying, I will give you risks from the top, from the bottom, from all sources. Allah Ta'ala jo hai barkat ki darwaze khol de. Why? Because we always think when we get laid off or something happens, risk mein tangi hoti, sabse pehle aata hai, yaar maine kya kiya, yaar maine Allah ko naraaz nahi kiya, maine isliye se kya guna ho gaya, kya galti ho gayi. Insaan ye nahi soch raha ki main Quran kitna follow kar, apne upar kyun kar, kitna kar. Aksar aisa hota hai, بہت ہی احترام شدید کے ساتھ, کہ بچے آ کے کہتے ہیں جی ہمارے امی ابا تو نماز نہیں پڑھتے, ہمیں ابا کہتے رہتے پانچ وقت کی نماز پڑھو. کتنے افسوس کی بات ہے ایک ٹیچر کے لیے, ایک مربی کے لیے, اسے کیا جواب, وہ لا جواب ہو جاتے, اس کے بعد زبان میں الفاظ نہیں کچھ کہنے کہ جی نہیں بیٹا تم ان کی فکر نہیں, اپنی فکر کرو. یہ کہتے جی ہمیں وہ کہتے ہیں ٹی وی بند کرو جا کے دیکھو, اور خود وہ چینل چینج ہو رہا ہے, اور فجر میں اگر بچے اٹھ گیا باپ کو اس میں اٹھا دیا غلطی سے, تم اس کی تو مار آ گئی, وہ جی نیند کیوں خراب کر دی, اور اسی بات میں سے سکھایا گیا وہ فجر مڑ کے نماز پڑھو. انہیں غرض یہ کہ دس آئے سو بیوٹیفل, دس آئے سیئنگ کہ گھر کی نشو نما, گھر کی ایک شکل تیار کرو, اینڈ دیٹ شکل دا فاؤنڈیشن از فرام تعلیم تربیت, اینڈ ہوز ریسپانسبل تعلیم اینڈ تربیت, می اینڈ یو, ہاؤ ٹو ایجوکیٹ دا سوسائٹی دیٹ اسٹارٹ رائٹ فرام دا ہاؤس. کیونکہ اگر میں, لوگ سمجھتے ہیں اسلامی اسکول میں داخل کر دو بچوں کی, وہ کوئی ٹانک تو نہیں ان کے پاس وائٹمن کی, وہ پلا دیں گے گلے میں اور یہ ختم, وہ بچے چینج ہوں گے. ماں باپ سب سے پہلے تربیت گاہ, انفیکٹ ماں سب سے زیادہ, اور ماں باپ ہی اگر بچوں کی جو ہے پرورش ان کی دماغ میں ریئلی نیچر دم ان وے, کہ ان کی ذہن کی جو ہے نا ایک شکل, بالکل ایسی میں اس کی مثال یہ دیتا ہوں کہ آپ کو یاد ہو کہ وہ جو ہے دے پلے ود کلے پاٹ ہوتا ہے, وہ ایسے ایسے گول گول گھوم رہا ہوتا ہے, اور جو آدمی ہے اس کو کیا کہتے ہیں جو اسے وہ بناتا ہے نقشے, مٹکا بناتا ہے, کیا پاؤڈر, اس کو ہاں کمیار, بالکل یہ میں ڈھونڈ رہا تھا, تو وہ ہاتھ سے اس کو ایسے ایسے کبھی ٹیڑھا کبھی مختلف قسم کی شکل کے مٹکے نکلتے. ہماری آپ کی جو فضیلت ہے وہ اسی کی طرح, ہم اپنے بچوں کو وہ شکل دیں, علم کی شکل, اسلام کی شکل, توحید کی شکل, ایمان کی شکل. شادی کر لی بس بچے ہو گئے, یہ مقصد نہیں تھا اللہ تعالیٰ نے جو ہے نا ہمیں وہ زندگی دینے, ہمارا مقصد یہ تھا کہ ہم کس طرح اس ننھے سے جان کو اس پہلے دن سے اس کی تعلیم اگر اس طرح کریں کہ ہم اس کی شخصیت کو جو ہے وہ تخلیق تو نہیں دے رہے, تخلیق تو اللہ تعالیٰ, لیکن اس شخصیت کو ایک نچوڑ میں ڈال رہے ہیں, ڈائریکشن ڈائریکشن, اور اس کو چھوڑ دیں گے تو بالکل اسی طرح اس کو ویژولاز کریں کہ وہ مشین جیسے گھوم رہی ہے اور اس میں سے مرد خالی اڑتا جا اڑتا جا, تو اس میں سے جو بچے نکلتے ہیں گول گول نکلتے, گول گھوم رہے, انہیں سمجھ میں نہیں آیا. لیکن جب ماں باپ دونوں طرف سے, ایک طرف سے ماں ایک طرف سے باپ, دونوں ہاتھوں سے اس کی شخصیت کو جو نمودار کریں گے, تو جب وہی بچہ کل کو اپنی زندگی شروع کرے گا اسے پتا ہوگا جی یہ. And that is what Allah Ta'ala is saying here in the establishment of the law. Then the further laws, the further ayats in Surah Maida talk about comparative religion, about the Trinity issue, and the especially Ahl-e-Kitab. Then Allah Ta'ala also tells us that لوئل الذين كفروا من بني إسرائيل على لسان داود. The people of the Bani Israel, they were disliked by Allah SWT, and Allah SWT had given them a spell on it in the way that because they did not كانوا لا يتناهون عن منكر فعلوا لبئس ما كانوا يفعلون. They did not used to do أمر بالمعروف ونهي عن المنكر. They should do the opposite. So therefore Allah SWT punished them for that. And that is a lesson for us that if we don't enjoin the good, أمر بالمعروف ونهي عن المنكر, forbid the evil, then we will not be able to survive in this society. We will be always in parishani, in tanghali, in disturbance. Then Allah also talks in Surah Ma'idah about the issue of helpful yameen, oath, we take qasams, and then we break the promise. So Allah says that Allah bil laghwi fi aymanikum, ولكن يؤاخذون بما عقدتم الايمان. Allah SWT knows that you made that promise. جیسے آپ بچے کو کہتے ہیں کبھی کبھی انسان اس کو یہاں پہ بڑی ایک وزن والی بات کی جا رہی ہے, اللہ تعالیٰ is saying something of very value and importance that look, don't take قسمز oath on your tongue as very light thing. ہم اکثر بچوں کو کہتے ہیں خبردار جو الماری کھولی اس میں سے کھڑا کر میں جو ہے نا اللہ ایک قسم کھائے گا تو تمہاری ٹانگ توڑ دوں. کوئی باپ یا ماں کبھی کان توڑے لیکن اس سے قسم کھا لی. تو دس وار اللہ SWT is saying that Allah knows that you did not really intend and mean to break the bond, but you in the disturbance or emotional state of mind, you said that. Now that you made the qasam, so what is the kafara? So Allah SWT gives the kafara over here. That فَكَفَّارَتُهُ إِطْعَامُ عَشْرَ مَسَاكِينَ. The kafara of that kind of qasam, because you don't want to hurt your child. But at the same time, in the rage, you made the qasam. So now you have to give the kafara. You feed 10 people, 10 poor people, مِنْ أَوْسَتِ مَا تُطَعِمُونَ أَهْلِكُمْ, from the same standard of living that you have. If you're earning like $1 million, so the person that in that same istata'a can afford, it's not that he's going to go and give $100 just to feed the poor, he will give in that same standard. And somebody's earning only $20,000 a year, then he will give it from his capability of financial means. Or, aw kiswatum, if you cannot give food, then give them clothing. This is all in terms of kafara, and Allah is giving options. Option number A, feed them. Option number two, give them clothing. Option number two, free a slave. Because in those days they used to have slavery. Again, the scholars interpret and give the tafsir of that today. Today we don't have slavery, it's abolished, but in the sense that when someone has come new into Islam, they have become free from their previous slavery of their religion. So now that they are new Muslim, we have to support them financially and emotionally. Then Allah also tells about the prohibition of khamar. We already talked about this ayah when we were dealing in Surah Baqarah. And it's also over here that Allah says that the gambling and alcoholic drinks are from the amal of shaitan. It's a ritz, it's something that is evil and sinful. Stay away from it. Then Allah also says about don't ask too many questions. Here the khidab is for the believers. We already talked about it because Allah is saying that when the questions answers come, it will bring a lot of restrictions on it. Then towards the end of Surah Ma'idah, Allah talks about the miracle of Isa alayhi salam and how he was given this Ma'idah that which on which the whole surah is named. Allah SWT, the Hawariyin of the close supporters of Isa Islam, they asked Isa Islam, is قال الحواريين يا عيسى ابن مريم هل يستطيع ربك أن ينزل علينا مائدة من السماء. They're saying, oh Isa Islam, can your Rabb reveal down a prepared dining table, a prepared dastarkhan full of food, not raw food, either wo sabzi or gosh or aloo or piyaz or khana pake, ready-made food, dastarkhan. کٹوروں کے ساتھ تیار, اس میں بریانی بھی ہے اور اس میں چھولے بھی ہیں اور اس میں کوفتے بھی ہیں, everything ready made. It was a miraculous thing to be asked. But what Imam Qurtubi Rahimahullah says, that look at the mindset of these people. Again, in the wordings, in the pronouns used, that they say, هَلْ يَفْتَتِئُ رَبُّكَ. They could have said, رَبُّنَا, our Lord. But they said, no, Isa, your Rabb. Can he do that? Meaning you're asking, here he's talking about Tawheed, Rububiyyah, the Wahdaniyah of Allah SWT. Allah is the Rabb, He's the Master, He's the owner and of all the dominion. You think He cannot do that? Of course He can do that. But look, in the formulation of the question, they are giving their doubt on the authority of Allah. And that is what he's saying, that this is aib, this is bad. We don't do that. We don't say, kya Allah Ta'ala ye kar sakta hai? Ye puchna bhi hamare liye haram hai, kufr ki tarah ho jata hai. اللہ تعالیٰ تو اللہ ہے, وہ قادر على كل شيء. اللہ تعالیٰ خود قرآن میں کہتے ہیں کہ میں ہر چیز پہ قاہر ہوں, قادر ہوں. انسان کی دماغ میں گمان بھی نہیں ہونا چاہیے कि अल्लाह ताला पता नहीं ये कर सकते कि नहीं कर सकते। अस्तग़फ़िरुल्लाह अज़ीम, यही चीज यहां पे बताई जा रही है इस सूरे में कि मुसलमानों जाग उठो, जान लो कि अपने अंदर अकायद की वो कमजोरी ना पैदा करो जो पिछले कौमों ने किया, उसी के वजह से वो जो है उनके ऊपर आज़ाब नाज़िल हुआ। And that is why it's very important today, especially like I said before, that people, whenever something happens, they immediately go to Taweez or Tona or these things. We should first consider Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Apne Allah ta'ala se wo taluk jodna, wo cheez rakhna, ye nahi ki fala peer sahab ke paas jao, fala ye, ab to wo ishtihar ki jagah shuru karte, guaranteed, shardiya guaranteed. Wo zara wo dikhaye to kis slate pe likhte hai guarantee, wo kahan se aaya, asmaan se utrega. Then Allah subhanahu informs over here, that end of Surah Ma'idah, that He will give them the miracle of Ma'idah. And then Allah asks Isa Islam, that Ya Isa ibn Maryam, Aanta Qulta, that O Isa ibn Maryam, did you say to your people, worship me, meaning Isa and my mother? And Isa Islam responds back that no. In Qulta, Fa'alam. If I said, you would have known. I did not ask my people to worship me and my mother. So these ayahs are coming in Medina, especially when the people at that time were doing that thing. So it is a clear proof for them that their Prophet never asked that. And then, you know, when the miracle that Allah revealed, the Ma'idah, He said, He put a condition. Whoever eats from this food and believes in Isa Islam, they are fine. But whoever eats and then transgresses, rebels, then for them is a huge azab, huge punishment. Such a punishment that humanity did not see prior to that. I mean, until that time, whatever life or human being lived on earth, they never saw such as, I mean, it was such a strong, stern azab as a message to drive home that don't play jokes and games with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then in return, there was a dua. We have a special field in the Quran in Tafsir, which we call Anbiya alayhi salam ki dua. The duas, the supplications of the prophets of Allah alayhi salam in the Quran. There are many. There's the dua of Ibrahim alayhi salam, dua of Zakariya alayhi salam, dua of Musa alayhi salam, dua of Isa alayhi salam here. And there are many other prophets mentioned, Nuh alayhi salam, many. So in their duas, there is a lesson for us to learn. Each dua, Musa alayhi salam ki dua to badi kadakedar, oh ji, badbakhte hain ki inhe azaab dena tha, beshak dene azaab de. I mean, because of his personality, style. Isa alayhi salam aajzi in kisari ke saath. Look what Isa alayhi salam said. ان تعذب ہو فانہم عبادک, یا اللہ تعالیٰ یہ پروردگار اگر آپ ان پہ عذاب نازل کرتے ہیں تو یہ تو آپ کے بندے عبادک. عبادت میں کثیر میں کہتے ہیں دیکھیں کون سا لفظ عیسیٰ علیہ السلام نے استعمال کیا, عبادک, عبد, تمہارے بندے ہیں, یا اللہ تعالیٰ یہ تو آپ کے اندر ہے, سارا کا سارا معاملہ آپ کے ہاتھ میں, آپ چاہے اور عذاب دے دیں, آپ کس کو رہے اپنے بندوں کو دے رہے. انہوں نے الفاظ جو استعمال کیا, الفاظ کی ادائیگی سے بہت سے معنی, جو کہتے ہیں نا پس پردہ میننگ, ریڈ بٹوین دا لائنز, ہڈن میننگ, وہ جب عربی زبان انسان سمجھے اس کی گہرائی ہے تو پھر اس کی لذت آتی ہے, ایک دل میں تراوت سے آتی ہے کہ عیسیٰ اسلام جو ہے دعائی میں التجا کر رہے ہیں اور دعا میں ایسے الفاظ استعمال کر رہے ہیں کہ وہ عرش رحمان جو ہے ہل جائے دم اور لرز پڑے کہ نہیں. تو اس کے بعد کیا کہتے ہیں, وَإِن تَغْفِرُ لَهُمْ فَإِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ, یا اللہ پاک اگر آپ انہیں معاف کر دیں, انہیں پر گزر کر دیں, فائن تو عزیز الحکیم, یا اللہ پاک آپ کی شان میں جلد جلالت میں کوئی کمی نہیں ہو سکتی, نہ اس اگر عذاب کر لیں تو یا تو آپ کے بندے, آپ جیسا معاملہ کرنا چاہیں آپ کریں, یہ نہیں کہ وہ بدبخت ہیں, بدکار ہیں, اللہ تعالیٰ نے عذاب دے, نہیں, یا اللہ پاک عزیز ان کے سارے کے ساتھ اپنے تواضع, ہمبل اینڈ ہیومیلٹی, آسکنگ دیم. And at the same time, وَإِن تَغْفِرْ لَهُمْ, یا اللہ پاک, if you do forgive them, oh my beloved Allah, if you do forgive them. یعنی اگر اس دعا کو صحیح سمجھے, انسان زاروں کرتا ہے رونا کیوں کرتا ہے, سجدے میں گر جاتا ہے, اور جب تہجد میں انسان نماز پڑھے تو یہ اس قسم کی دعائیں بھی مانگنی چاہیے. بے شک اگر ہمیں عربی نہ آ سکے تو یہ آیت اگر یاد کر لیں, اس کو کر لیں کہ اللہ پاک ہم تیری بندے ہیں, تیری عبادت کرتے ہیں, ہم سے جو بھول چوک کوتا ہے اللہ پاک ہمیں در گزر کر دے, تیرے شان و شوکت میں کوئی کمی نہیں واقع ہوگی, اللہ تعالیٰ تو اگر معاف کر دے. And that's what Allah, that's what the word is used, the sifat, two of the sifat of Allah subhanahu, two of the names, 99 names of Allah subhanahu that is used in this ayah. فَأَنْتَ الْعَزِيزُ حَكِيمُ, you are the most powerful, strong, عزیز, قوی, کچھ نہیں ہو سکتا, and حَكِيم, very wise. یعنی اگر ان کو معاف کر دیں دفعہ, ہو سکتا ہے یہ واپس آ جائیں, وہ ہو جائیں. یعنی ایک اللہ کے نبی جو ہے اللہ تعالیٰ سے ایسے عزیز ان کے سارے کے ساتھ کہ, اور اس کے بعد پھر سورہ انعام شروع ہوتی, سورہ انعام جو ہے مکی ہے, بہت جلدی سے ختم کر دیں, کل ہم سورہ اعراف شروع کریں گے. سورہ انعام از اے مکی سورہ, اٹ ہیز مور دین 160 ورسز, اٹ واز ریویلڈ ان مکہ بیفور دی ہجرت رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, سو دیئر فور دی آیات آر مور اباؤٹ عقائد, about authority of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, about his takhliq of the world, creations and things like that. It also talks about the ba'ath, the resurrection of hereafter, because the Quraysh of Mecca, they did not believe in the second life. They didn't believe in akhirah. They didn't believe that there's going to be justice or accountability. یعنی احتساب میں ان کا ایمان ہی نہیں ہوتا تو اللہ سبحانہ وتعالی اس آیت میں پیر در پہ انہیں جو ہے وہ بتا رہے کہ دیکھو جاگ اٹھو سوچ لو تم نے مرنے کے بعد بھی اٹھنا ہے جس طرح تمہیں ابھی پیدا کیا اسی طرح دوبارہ پیدا کرے گا and then Allah reminds them of the countless blessings of Allah سبحانہ وتعالی that he has given on earth, the foods and things like that. And Allah says that وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا لَعِبٌ وَلَهْوٌ وَلَلدَّارُ الْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ لِّلَّذِينَ يَتَّقُونَ أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ. Allah is talking to them that why are you so busy and dissolved in this dunya and this world? It is only a light, play, وَلَهُ amusement, wish and desires. خالی خواہشات کی زندگی ہے یہ. خواہشات کی زندگی نہیں بلکہ انسان خواہشات مبتلا ہو کے ہو جاتے ہیں اور خواہشات کی زندگی جو ہے وہ آخرت کی زندگی ہے جو ہے ضروریات کی زندگی ہے. مجبوری میں انسان پیدا ہو چکا اب رہنا ہے اب جو ضروریات ہیں زندگی میں تو پورا کرنا ہے لیکن انسان کو خواہشات میں نہ اس میں الجھ کے رہ جانا چاہیے. That is what Allah is saying, that it's woman had dunya illa mata'al ghurur. In another place Allah says, what is the parable of this dunya except that it is a mirage, ایک دھوکہ ہے, آنکھوں کا دھوکہ ہے. Like in summer میں when you are in summer in the hot weather and you're going on the road, آپ کو وہاں پہ ایک مراج سے لگتا ہے, ایسا لگتا ہے پانی ہے, گاڑی جیسے جیسے اور تیز بھگا دیں آگے آپ بھاگتے جائیں تیز بھاگ رہے پانی اور آگے جائیں. یہی ہو رہا ہے دل ریالٹی آف دس دنیا, جتنا اس کے پیچھے بھاگیں گے اتنا ہی اور دور بھاگتے جائیں گے. جیسے امام شافعی رحمۃ اللہ کہتے ہیں کہ دنیا کا اصل مقصد کیا, دنیا کا اصل چیز جو اگر سمجھ میں آ جائے وہ یہی ہے کہ اگر دنیا کے پیچھے بھاگیں گے یہ اور بھاگے گا, اور اگر دنیا سے الگ بھاگیں گے اللہ کی طرف بھاگیں گے تو دنیا ہمارے پیچھے آئے گی. کہا لے لو مجھے, لے لو میری دنیا اس دن ایسے کم اینڈ ٹیک می, بیکاز why they it knows that you're not bothered with it, you are bothered with Allah. Allah ki khushnudi, Allah ko razi kar. Then Allah says also about the qudra, that about the different animals and things that he has created and how he feeds them. And Allah also tells us about the test, that every ummah has gone through test, so don't be afraid from test, whether it's individual test, a family's test, a person's test or a community's test. Test will come, and Allah wants to hamare iman ko patolna chahiye. How pukhta, how strong it is. And if we break apart at that moment, then we fail. But if we keep our firm and complete cool and calmness and resolve, Allah SWT gives us more barakah. And Allah SWT also tells us that those people who see the ayahs of Allah SWT sign, Allah Ta'ala humein nishaniya dete rahte hai, humein jagane ke liye, apne neend se, apne ghaflat se. And if the people don't wake up, then there is an extreme pukhta on that, extreme accountability on that. Allah SWT says, that فَلَمَّا نَسُوا مَا ذُكِّرُوا بِهِ فَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ أَبْوَابَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ حَتَّى إِذَا فَرِحُوا بِمَا أُوتُوا أَخَذْنَاهُمْ بَغْتَةً فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبْلِسُونَ. But when they forgot about the signs, انسان بیمار پڑ گیا, مقصد بیمار ہے بیڈ پہ, یہ بھی ایک نشانی ہے. اللہ تعالیٰ کچھ بتانا چاہ رہا ہے. سڈنلی ایک ایکسیڈنٹ میں آ گیا, وہ بھی ایک نشانی ہے. جاب ختم ہوئی اچانک, یعنی مختلف طریقے سے مختلف کسی کا ہمارے رشتے داروں کا بچھڑ جانا, یہ بھی ایک نشانی. اللہ تعالیٰ keeps on giving us these nishaniyas to increase our iman and to wake us up from ghafla, from forgetfulness and from obliviousness of Allah SWT. So that we can come and hota hai jab insaan ke kahin mayat hoti hai ghar mein to dekhe wo jo ghar wale family members wo TV ban ho jata hai, ye ban ho jata hai, har cheez shuru ho jati hai, Quran shuru ho jata hai, Quran se dil lagne lagta hai, 40 din 50 din mahina 2 mein 3 4 mahina 6 mahina uske baad dekha aise jaise se us bande ki yaad jo bhulti ja rahi hai, insaan phir duniya mein aa jata hai, پھر کوئی ایک اور حادثہ اور کچھ ہو گیا, پھر تھوڑا سا انسان جڑ گیا. یعنی دیس یہ جو اتار چڑھاؤ, یہی اللہ تعالیٰ کہہ رہا ہے کہ لک ڈونٹ کیپ فلکچویٹنگ, اپنے آپ کو اللہ کے رسی کے ساتھ مضبوطی سے باندھ لو تو پھر اللہ سبحانہ تعالیٰ. لیکن اگر نہیں کرو گے اور ان نشانوں سے بھی نہیں اٹھو گے, فلاں میں نفس میں رک کی روبی ہی فتح نہ لے ہوا گواد کل شی, اللہ سبحانہ تعالیٰ is saying that the signs that came to them from Allah to wake them up from the forgetfulness of Allah, if they forgot that, they didn't take it seriously, then Allah SWT opens on them barakat of everything. ساری خوشحالی کھل جاتی, آسانیاں پہ آسانیاں چل جاتی. انسان جیسے ہم کہتے ہیں یار وہ آدمی فلاں آدمی تو نماز بھی نہیں پڑھتا, لیکن دیکھو جی کیا گاڑی ہے, کیا گھر ہے, کیا پیسہ, ریل پیل سب کچھ, کیا اللہ تعالیٰ سے محبت کرتے ہیں. دس از واٹ اللہ SWT سیئنگ, دس از واٹ دی علماء سیئنگ تفسیر استدراج, اس کا جو ہے امتحان لے گا, یعنی رسی ڈھی, وہ پتنگ باندھ لیں بھائی چھوڑ دو چھوڑ دو, لیکن جب مانجا آتا ہے تو کٹ کے پتنگ میں کٹ کے گرنا شروع ہے. And that is what Allah says, that we release them, unke par aasani, khushali, khuli chutti Allah Ta'ala de dete. Kab tak? Hatta iza farhu bima utu, jab tak ki unke dilon mein, unke nafs mein खुशी पहले आती, यार क्या मजा आ रहा है। तो बिल्कुल जैसे कहते हैं लाइक इन दिस कंट्री राइडिंग द वेव, हाई वेव सर्फिंग, अगर आप करें यू वन यू राइड द हाई वेव, एक थ्रिल आता है इंसान में अंदर, दैट इज नॉट द फीलिंग अल्लाह का है। हत इज अ फर विदिन उतु अखजनाहुम बख्तकन, ऐसे कि जैसे चिड़िया चहचहा रही है, परिंदा भाग रहा है और आपने फर उस पर एक झपट्टा मार के फिर पकड़ा, तो फिर अल्लाह ताला क्या कहते हैं, अखजनाहुम बख्तकन फैजहुम मुबलिसून, फिर उनके अंदर मलामत, रोना धोना, परेशानियां। उससे वो भूल गए जो खुशहाल दी और छुट्टी और रस्सी ढील दी, लेकिन जब रस्सी खींची तो इंसान जो है ऐसे आके गिर गया, वो कहां आता है, इसी मिंबर के सामने, इसी इमामत के सामने आके सर टेक देते हैं, या अल्लाह पाक मैं बर्बाद हो गया, मैं वो हो गया, मैं ये हो गया, मुख्त जो भी परेशानी उसके लगी। और दिस वर अल्लाह में सही कि उस वक्त का इंतजार ना करो, उससे पहले जाग उठो। इसका इम्तहान किस वक्त आ जाए, कड़ा से कड़ा इम्तहान लेते हैं, उस वक्त का इंतजार ना करो। बल्कि इमाम शाफी रहमतुल्लाह कहते हैं कि अगर इंसान अपने अंदर कोताहियां पाए और नफरमानियां पाए अल्लाह ताला की और उस पर कोई इम्तहान नहीं आ रहा है, तो ये तो इंसान के रोंगटे खड़े हो जाएंगे, हे अल्लाह ताला तो मेरी पकड़ भी नहीं कर रहा कि मैं इस आयत के जद में तो नहीं आ गया, कि मेरे पर ढील ही ढील है। इनफैक्ट सहाबा रहमतुल्लाह नहीं कह रहे थे कि अगर हमारा कोई भी दिन बगैर किसी आजमाइश के गुजरा तो हमारे तो दिल लरज जाते, लरज जाते थे कि अब आने वाला कोई इम्तहान, अब के तब। क्योंकि वो अपने ईमान को टटोल रहे, अपने आप के एहतसाब कर रहे थे, सेल्फ अकाउंटेबिलिटी ऑन अ डेली बेसिस। हमें भी यही करना चाहिए कि हम रोज सोने से पहले देखने कि आज कोई ऐसी मेरे से भूल चूक नहीं होगी, आज कोई अल्लाह ताला की नफरमानी नहीं होगी, आज किसी का दिल तो ना दुखा दिया मैंने, आज किसी को मैंने परेशानी में तो मुबतला नहीं कर दिया। क्योंकि अगर ये चीज का हम ख्याल ना रखें और चलते रहे जिंदगी इसी तरह, तो यही अल्लाह ताला कहते बाख्तन कि सडनली बिल्कुल अचानक चौंका देने वाला ऐसा पकड़ अल्लाह ताला करते, कुछ भी हो सकता है। तो इंसान को हर वक्त उस चीज से डरना चाहिए और उससे जो है इस्तआज़ा हासिल करना चाहिए। देन अल्लाह सुब्हानहू टॉक्स अबाउट हिज पावर्स आल्सो इन सूरह नाम, टॉक्स अबाउट स्लीप, हुवा अल्लज़ी यतवफ्फाकुम बिललैल, ही इज द वन हु गिव्स यू दिस डेथ इन द नाइट व्हिच इज द स्लीप एंड देन ही गिव्स यू वेकिंग अप इन द मॉर्निंग। एंड देन अल्लाह सुब्हानहू सेज दैट डोंट टेक योर दीन एज प्ले एंड अम्यूज़मेंट। Then he also talks about Ibrahim Islam and he talked to his people about their worshipping stars and astronomy, and he went there for a dialogue with them. And also it mentions about the previous prophets like Nuh alayhi salam and Ishaq and Yaqub, and all the about 15 prophets' names are mentioned in this surah, Surah An'am. It also talks about shirk. And then Allah says, وَمَا قَدْرُ اللَّهِ حَقَّ قَدْرِهِ. Kya pyari ayat, bilkul dilkul chhu jane wali. Allah says, وَمَا قَدْرُ اللَّهِ حَقَّ قَدْرِهِ قَالُوا مَا أَنزَلَ عَلَى بَشْرٍ مِنْ شَيْءٍ. उन्होंने अल्लाह ताला की शान शौकत, अल्लाह ताला की इज्जत मकाम बेशक अंदाजा नहीं लगाया। وَمَا قَدْرُ कदर ही नहीं की अल्लाह ताला की जैसे कदर करनी चाहिए थी। यानी इंसान की जो बंदगी है, जो आजिज़ी है, चाहे वो मर्द हो या औरत हो, नमाज में ऐसा होता है कि या अल्लाह बाल हम तो तेरी कदर ही नहीं कर सकते, हमसे तो हर वक्त भूल चुके, तेरी शान शौकत के तो हमसे बालातर, हम तुम्हारा जहन तो महदूद है, हमारी हर चीजें महदूद है, या अल्लाह बाल हमें जो है ना ऐसी इबादत करने की तौफीक अता फरमाए कि जो बिल्कुल तेरे शान शान के साथ मुवाफिक हो। अंदर अगर अल्लाह से कि बेशक उन लोगों ने मेरी कदर में की, मैं कदर अल्लाह हक का कदरी, जैसे उलमा बताते हैं कि जैसा कि अल्लाह का हक था उसकी इज्जत को जानना, उसकी कुदरत को जानना, उसकी शान, यानी अल्लाह से मोहब्बत करना, अल्लाह से ताल्लुक जोड़ना, चाहे वो जिस तरीके से भी हो, जो वो आपके वसायल आगे मौजूद हो, गर्ज ये कि हदफ हमारे सामने ये होना चाहिए कि अल्लाह मुझसे राजी हो। अगर अल्लाह राजी तो सारी दुनिया के कोई परवाह नहीं, और अगर अल्लाह राजी नहीं और सारी दुनिया राजी तो बहुत बड़ी खतरे की घंटी बज रही है। आखिर दुआ अल्हम्दुलिल्लाह रब्बिल आलमीन वस्सलातु वस्सलाम अला रसूलिल्लाह।
यू नो बोलते जवाब